Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is Craig Ballantyne, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Motivation and 10 Millionaire Mindset Shifts episode. This is going to be a deep dive into what will help you become a millionaire over time. I recently did a one-day workshop called the CEO Mastery Intensive. It was the systems to scale our clients to pass seven figures. Now, some of them were at seven figures, some of them were at a couple hundred thousand. We wanted to get them to seven figures and beyond. And we wanted to put more structure, more freedom, more money, more profits into their pockets using our system. Now, it was a full 6-hour intensive event, and we had entrepreneurs from all over the world. But I want to download some of the most important stuff to you, starting with this mindset that we are unfortunately living on lonely entrepreneur island. If you are starting a side hustle, if you run a $100 million SaaS company, if you, like my friend Joel Marion, who ran a $100 million supplement company, he's just like you, no matter where you are. We are all on this lonely entrepreneur island. Now, what I mean by lonely entrepreneur island is this, that you might go to a seminar, you might go to a Brendon Burchard event, you might go to an Ed Milet event, you might go to Scaling Up event, you might go to a Tony Robbins event, and you get all charged up and you're in the room with other people who might have a business or a side hustle, or they might have expanded their empire, and you're like, oh man, I'm around my people. And then you go home. And you go home to your brother-in-law who wants to go and play golf every Friday afternoon, Saturday, and then Sunday morning, take you away from your family, take you away from your business. And he wants to talk and blah, blah, blah about his new BMW that he got from working some corporate job where he doesn't really do anything, plays March Madness all the time and fantasy football. And he's like, why would you own your own business? Blah, blah, blah. And he gives you a hard time. And then you go home from, your business and you had a tough day with team members, and you start to mention it to your spouse, and he or she is like, we got to get the kids off to this, I have kids off to that. And I'm like, and you're like, well, I had a team member that was really pain in the butt today. Oh, you're the boss. You take care of it. And they don't understand. And so you, one by one, one relationship by one relationship, even the folks at the gym, even the folks at the range, even the folks you go bowling with, if you go bowling, my mom goes bowling. That's why I always think of bowling. The folks, I really just see folks at the gym, my jiu-jitsu class. Most of them are entrepreneurs. And so we can kind of bond there. But in reality, you're surrounded by aunts, uncles, cousins, and high school friends who are not entrepreneurs. And that makes you feel lonely. Especially if you go back to a small town, like I used to go to these big seminars. I started going to seminars in 2006 with Ryan Lee and then 2007 with Yannick Silver. I used to go to these events and you get pumped up and then you go home to my small little town of Stratford, Ontario, where everyone works in a factory or on a farm. And my friends from high school still went to the same bars, and some of them still go to the same bars today at age 48. And they just don't get it. And it's tough. It's tough on your mindset. It's tough on your motivation when you are on lonely entrepreneur island all the time. You need somebody. And so today on this episode, and when we do our CEO mastery events, and when we do our mastermind events in Cancun, it's like this yacht shows up. You're sitting there, you're like Tom Hanks and Wilson from, it wasn't Survivor. It was whatever that movie was. I can't even remember the name of that movie, Shipwrecked or something. Tom Hanks gets all skinny and he starts catching fish with a, sharp piece of wood because he's starving. He used to be that FedEx plane agent or whatever. Good movie. And anyways, you're on that island, man, you're starving for conversation. All of a sudden this yacht shows up and there's the rest of us entrepreneurs, the people at the CEO mastery event. It's the way that I described it. to everybody in our event the other day, and the people at our mastermind, it's like, you can understand. And what you'll do at mastermind events is you'll say, man, I'm really struggling with this. And then people across the table will say, I'm struggling with that too. Or I struggled with that 6 months ago, or I'm worried I'm going to struggle with that. What worked for you? And the other people who did struggle with it will tell you what worked for them. And then you'll also hear other people share their struggles and their successes and their stresses. And you will say, man, I thought I was the only one here on Entrepreneur Island, but you're not. And so I just want you to know that you can get to these events where a yacht will drop off other people who will be with you on Entrepreneur Island, who will give you that motivation and mindset to get you through to the next level. Our coaching will hold you accountable between events, because that's the thing. You know, you go back to Podunk, Idaho, or Idaho, or I don't even know how to say the United States of America here, Idaho and Idaho. You go back to those places and, you know, it is lonely. And even if you go to Manhattan, you know, you're surrounded by these corporate people, and it can be lonely as an entrepreneur. But if you come to events and if you get coaching and accountability in between, you're not ever going to be on Lonely Entrepreneur Island. Mm-hmm. So that's really the first mindset shift that you have to make. But recently, one of my coaching clients asked me about my top 10 millionaire mindsets in life. You know, the ones that helped me create clarity. And I wrote these down. And I want to dive into them a little bit deeper, because I wrote them down just in a listicle for my clients. I didn't dive deeper. So write these down. Number one, well, unless you're driving your car, then don't write these down. But if you're driving a Tesla, I don't know what the situation is. Maybe you can write them down if you're driving a Tesla. Probably not. So don't write them down if you're driving a car. But you know what? We'll make sure that you get them. I'll put them up on Instagram, at Real Craig Ballantyne. Hit me up on Instagram or email us at support@earlyereyes.com if you need to write these down. Now, the first one is, drum roll, please. What got you here won't get you there. This is the name of a book by, not Malcolm Gladwell, what the heck? Marshall Goldsmith, that's it. I knew it was an MG. What got you here, what got you to this level of your business will not get you there, will not get you to the next level of your business. Big mistake that I see entrepreneurs making when they hit like $1 million is they start saying, oh, now I've got a COO, I've got a CFO. No, you don't have any C-level executives. You got a $1 million business. You don't have C-level executives. You can't give the C-level title to somebody unless you're doing about 10 million, 15, 20 million a year. Because if you give somebody a C-level title at 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, and then you realize, oh my gosh, the people that got me here are not going to get me to the next level. What are you going to do? Demote them? If they're a good person, you're going to demote them? No, you're not going to demote them. And you can't put somebody higher than that. So now you've got this really awkward situation. So be very careful with the C-level situations. But what got you here won't get you there is about everything. It's about your work ethic. It's about your network. It's about your coaches. It's about your marketing. It's about your sales. It's about your preparation. It's about your personal discipline. What got you to $1 million is not going to get you to $10 million. What got you to 10 is not going to get you 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 100, all different levels. And it is unfortunate, but the same people that are with you to 10 probably aren't going to be with you to 50. It's a totally different ballgame. So what got you here won't get you there. You have to be okay with changing. You have to lean into constant and never-ending change, Kaizen, as they say. The second one is success loves speed and delay kills dreams. I have that on my baseball hat that we give to our clients. 11 out of 10 on the front side, which means grateful persistence, and then success loves speed on the back. Success loves speed and delay kills dreams. Highly effective CEOs make decisions quickly. People that do not make decisions quickly, they struggle. They get caught up in a doom loop of, you know, thinking all these things are going to go bad, or it's like, what about all these other alternatives? And you just never get ahead. You need to constantly accelerate your communication within your business so that you get data faster, so that you have the information to make the decision faster, which allows faster iteration, faster testing, so that eventually you find the next big win. Success loves speed and delay kills dreams. And then that goes for killing projects too. One of my clients, Jason Capital, sold over $70 million of products and services online. I helped him when he was a broke, struggling 19-year-old. He didn't know what he was doing. I helped him make his first $20,000 online in a month, in 30 days. And he has absolutely amazed me by how quickly he will kill a project that is not living up to expectations. He might re-engineer it, but he will stop a promotion if it's not doing well. Whereas most people will just keep on trying to, you know, beat a dead horse. I'm just using a phrase, beat a dead horse and try and get something from nothing. Okay. Squeezing a rock, you're not going to get water out of it. So be okay with killing things and moving on to the next. The third quote is action beats anxiety and work beats worry. If you are an entrepreneur, sitting there and stewing over something is not as good as getting out there and doing something about your problems. And this goes for every area in life. I've had anxiety attacks that drove me to the emergency room, but understand that I didn't just sit there on my couch and worry. I paced my apartment for 11 hours the first time I had an anxiety attack, but then I decided to take action. I went outside. I got a cab. I felt 20% better as soon as I got outside my condo, my tiny little condo. I was claustrophobic probably. And then I got into a cab and started speaking with a stranger and I felt 30% better. Then I got to the hospital and I felt 50% better. And then nurse said, you know, there's really nothing wrong with you. And then I was 100% better by taking action. And then I started Tai Chi, yoga, Qigong, meditation, breathing, all this stuff. And those actions beat my anxiety. And that's why I wrote my book, Unstoppable. If you don't have my books, go to craigballantyne.com/free books and download all my books for free, audiobooks, ebooks, share them with all your friends, no opt-in required. I wrote my books to be read and they will change your life. Action beats anxiety, work beats worry. Okay, we can't sit there and mentally meditate over everything forever. Eventually, you have to do the work. So let's get at it. Number four, change is a matter of choice, not calendar. This is a quote from my mentor, Dan Kennedy. You don't have to wait until January 1st to change your life. You don't have to wait until January 1st or to Monday to start a weight loss plan. If it's Wednesday, May 20th, and you've gained 10 pounds in the last 4 weeks, don't wait. Start the weight loss program now. If your business is struggling, if your expenses are too high, cut them now. Don't wait. Don't wait. You got to get on this stuff. Action beats anxiety, and change is a matter of choice, not calendar. And success loves speed. So those three go together. If you have anxiety, it means you need to take action. When you take action, if you take more massive action, success loves speed. And you don't have to wait to get permission from somebody. You don't have to wait until things get worse. You need to take action now. Change is a matter of choice, not calendar. Don't wait for the first. Don't wait for Monday. Don't wait for nothing. Next, stop stepping over dollars to pick up dimes. Another Dan Kennedy quote, and this is explaining my stop doing $10 an hour tasks because that stops you from doing $100 an hour tasks. Stop mowing your lawn, stop running errands, stop cleaning your pool, stop editing your videos, stop doing your laundry, stop making your meals, stop doing your grocery shopping. If you need more time, you must automate, delegate, and eliminate so many tasks that are below your pay grade so that you can do the $100, $200, $500, $1,000 an hour tasks, such as generating revenue for your business, so that you become a millionaire. Now, understand that if you want to be a millionaire, to make $1 million in a year, and you work 40 hours a week for 50 weeks of the year, that means you have to make $1,000 an hour. So you can't be doing $10 an hour tasks. Actually, it's not $1,000 an hour. I don't know what it is. It's either $500 an hour or $5,000 an hour. I don't have my calculator in front of me, but 2,000 working hours in a year. Take $1 million divided by 2,000. That gets your dollars per hour. I didn't prepare my math on this one. But understand, whether it's 50, 500, or 5,000, you can't do $10 an hour tasks because it pulls you down. You have to automate, delegate, and eliminate that stuff to make time for the sales and marketing and leadership, the high-income skills that are going to get you rich. Understand that. So stop stepping over dollars. So stop stepping over a sales call by doing admin work. And Bedros has a great story on this, right? So when he was a broke, struggling entrepreneur, he was making six figures in his business, but he had a lot of expenses. And his wife asked him to fix a sprinkler, a garden sprinkler. And he had a sales call scheduled at the same time. But he said, you know, I don't want to upset my wife. I'm going to go do this. And he gave the sales call to his assistant. And his assistant butchered the sales call and lost him a $10,000 sale because he saved $100 by fixing his own garden sprinkler. That's a horrible trade. He would have made that sale. And so that he just stepped over dollars to pick up dimes there. And we have to stop doing that. We have to stop doing that and be as ruthless as possible with our time. Next, own your morning and you will win your day. Man, you heard that from me before. Own your morning, you will win your day. Now, winning your morning starts tonight. And it starts this afternoon. So as soon as noon hits, you need to start planning your next day. You can do the brain dump. You can do it at noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. I wouldn't do it within an hour of bedtime because it might get you too pumped up. But you need to at some point during the day, and it's better to do it earlier than to miss it, right? So I used to say do it at 5 o'clock, but I had all these clients who were parents, especially parents of very young children, infants and toddlers, saying, oh, I totally forgot. And, you know, my kids need my attention. I was tired. Better for you to plan tomorrow at lunchtime today than for you to not plan it at all, because planning and preparation is the secret genius behind success. So you do the brain dump, you do the priority to-do list, and you do the process planning, which makes the path to success smoother. It greases a groove. Now you wake up in the morning, you know exactly what to do. You own your morning and you've won the day. And if you do that 250 days a year, 250 working days per year or so, man, you're going to get ahead. You're going to become that millionaire. Next, if it is to be, it's up to me. Personal responsibility is the key. I believe this is number 7. If it is to be, it's up to me. Personal responsibility is the key. No one's coming to save you. No woman or man on a white horse. No one. No one. No fairy godmother. No Tinkerbell. I ran out of Disney characters. No one's coming to save you. No one. Everybody acts in their own self-interest. And so people that say they will help you will always disappoint you, okay? They might not always disappoint you, but eventually they'll disappoint you. And so if you think someone else is going to come in and write a sales letter that's going to change your business, you'll be disappointed. Because, you know, I'm a big believer in getting some outside help from copywriting, et cetera, sales. But understand, those people, they're looking out for number one, which is themselves. And so they're out there getting new clients. And so you have to know copywriting. You have to know sales so that you're on top of things. You have to look at your expenses and make sure that you're not getting ripped off by your bookkeeper or by your team members, because that's just human nature. And so if it is to be, it's up to me. Everything is my personal responsibility. I'm an extreme personal responsibility person. If I get in an accident and somebody rear ends me, I chose to be on the road that day. I could have went at a time of day where I was less rushed or there was less traffic, or I could have had somebody else go and run the errand for me or do whatever that I was in my car to do. And I am the one responsible for the accident. And when you do that, that's great, because now you don't blame anybody, because blaming anybody doesn't get you anywhere. And then now the solution, you know, so now the problem is yours and yours only. You own the problem. And if you own the problem, that means you have to come up with the solution. And it gets you taking action. Success loves speed and gets you going instead of sitting there and worrying. So that's why I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. Next, discipline through subtraction is the fastest way to freedom. I recently was struggling with some heartburn because I was drinking 2 cups of iced coffee at about 5 a.m. So I get up at 4, do a bunch of work, drink cold water. I like cold water, I like really cold water, drink really cold water. Then I would drink 2 cups of ice cold coffee. And then about 3 or 4 hours later, I had a very cold smoothie. And man, it felt like someone was just knife blade to my throat. And I was like, okay, clearly something's not working. I know that coffee causes heartburn, but why am I getting heartburn from smoothies? And then I was like, oh, I get it. There's got to be some relationship with the cold. And sure enough, cold beverages cause problems. So now what I do is I get up, I drink 2 cups of warm water. I'm getting used to it. I don't drink as much water as I used to. Then I have 1 cup of hot coffee, and I don't have green smoothies anymore. Now I don't have heartburn. So that was personal responsibility, but it was also an example of how through subtracting the problem gave me relief because I tried all these other things. Like I have all this chewing gum around here. I have packs and packs of chewing gum because I read that chewing gum helps alleviate heartburn, or eating papaya. Listen, it does like 1%. And so if you have 100% problem and you have seven solutions that give you 1% relief, you're never going to get rid of the problem. So I had to subtract the problem. Very much like, and here's why I tell this story, you've got a discipline problem and a productivity problem. You wake up in the morning, you pick up your phone, you goof around on the phone. The next thing you know, 3 hours have gone by and you've gotten nothing done. You know, you've had to help with the kids. You did your workout. You did a meditation. You have all these perverse forms of procrastination. You did a lot of things that, you know, are quote unquote good. Watched YouTube motivational videos, listened to an Ed Milet podcast. And the next thing you know, it's 9:30 and you've got no discipline, willpower, and intention to do the hardest work in your business, which will bring you the most money. So you got to remove all those things. Discipline through subtraction. Remove all your distractions and only work on what you plan to prepare the night before. The hardest thing, the most important thing, your number one priority, and you will get ahead that way. So if you find that you're not getting the results that you want, if you find that you have a pain in your life, as the old joke goes, I went to the doctor and told him it hurts when I bang my knee. So he said, stop banging your knee. Yeah. It's relief through subtraction, discipline through subtraction. Get the Netflix out of your life. Get the wine out of your house. Get the potato chips out of your house. Just get it all out. If you want to live a little, you can go out and get that stuff when you need it. But you don't need it in the house every single day. So discipline through subtraction is the fastest way to freedom from your problems. Works for me. Work for you too. All right. Next, everything is easier in life when you know more good people. A friend of mine introduced me to my wife. A bunch of friends of mine made me a ton of money. A friend of mine, Bedros Cooley, and I ran a mastermind that, you know, paid me $250,000 a year for just showing up and hanging out with him and giving a little advice to other friends. It was amazing. And it was making money with friends because I knew some great people. I had some good information too, sure, but I knew some great people who made it all come together. My health improved by working out with people who are better than me. I met a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt instructor, and now he's my instructor. My life is getting better because I know great people. And your life will get better when you know great people too. When you understand what matters to you, when you build your values pyramid and you create the vision for your life, this is one of the exercises we did at the workshop, creating the vision for your life, networking, growing. My circle of good people will bring all of these goals to me. In the next 5 years, Michelle and I want to find our 5-year home. We want to build a $10 million coaching business. And we want to have a strong team that allows me to take a 6-week sabbatical. Having a strong team of great people will allow me to take 6 weeks off totally away from the business every single year. And I want greatness to come into your life too. And it's going to be easier when you know more good people. I'm an introvert by nature, introverted tendencies. I still get social anxiety when I go to my jiu-jitsu classes, but I go anyways because I know the payoff from positive people. And finally, number 10, this goes back to the perfect day formula. Control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate what counts. But you got to know what matters. When you know what matters, you quit what doesn't, and you focus, focus, focus. And you don't worry about whether there's traffic on the road. You don't get upset if there's rain in the clouds. You don't get upset if somebody's giving you a hard time because you can't control those people. You can't control those things. You can only control your thoughts, words, and deeds. And when you control your thoughts, words, and deeds, it's personal responsibility. It's success loves speed. It action beats anxiety. It's change is a matter of choice. All of those things start to work together when you go out and know more people, and you're going to bring that millionaire lifestyle into your life through this millionaire mindset and the entrepreneur motivation here. So put this on program repeat. If you don't have a mastermind group, if you don't have a coach, I will be the person who is with you so that you're not on lonely entrepreneur island all by yourself. You know, at least it's me, you, and Wilson, right? And any fish that we can go out and spear with Tom Hanks. And Castaway, that's the name of the movie, Castaway. Yes, I think it's definitely not Survivor. So my friend, I want you to understand that there is mindsets that will be the foundation for your success so that you grow. Every time I go to jiu-jitsu, my instructor says, he's French. Well, he's Belgian, but he speaks French and Flemish. And he goes, every week you put this skill on top of this skill on top of this skill, and I see you getting better. And the mindsets that I use with you are the mindsets I use with myself, so that I go and take massive action. I go to the classes and I improve my position in jiu-jitsu, just like you're going to improve your position in business. So my friend, I've got another CEO Mastery Intensive coming up soon. If you want to attend, hit me up on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne or by email at support@earlyrise.com. I can't wait to see you at one of those or at one of my mastermind events down in Cancun. That's the mindset and motivation to get you to the $1 million status, and so that you are never, ever feeling like you are on lonely entrepreneur island. All right. You got a yacht load of friends coming when you do take action on this stuff. This is Craig Ballantyne from the Early Rise Radio Show. Looking forward to seeing you very soon. And again, hit me up on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne, and we'll figure out how to help you out.